I love women, like them all.
As a culture, it's evident some men are preoccupied with sex.
Sex, sex, sex.
You see it in the movies and magazines and on the internet. But what's really going on sexually with men in their 30s?
I hope to be active into my 80s and 90s.
Dr. Chad Rittenour says men in their 30s may start to settle down and get married or start a family, but they still remain concerned about the quantity of sex that they're having.
In the 30s, we start to see men who are concerned that they may not be as sexually active as their counterparts.
For the 30-something-year-old man who wants to remain sexually active in later years, he recommends developing a healthy lifestyle now.
Exercise, take care of yourself, because what you do at this age may be important as you move into the 40s, the 50s, and beyond.
Dr. Rittenour says men in their 40s may feel their sexual drive or libido change, and that might be related to testosterone levels dropping. As we get older, it becomes more about the quality of sex than the quantity.
There's a shift in looking at what's important with a sexual experience. There's a change from quantity to quality.
I think the best is yet to come.
When men reach their 50s, they often deal with performance issues in the bedroom. And when the frequency of sex goes down, sexual dysfunction is more likely to occur. That's according to Dr. Rittenour.
Erectile dysfunction starts to set in for most men in their 50s. Something that all men experience a little bit as they get older.
But prescription drugs can help. Dr. Rittenour sees a lot of men in their 50s who are more focused on pleasing their partners.
It's just better. You know more things, and you know you're more apt to please and just do it.
His best take-home prescription for men in their 30s, 40s, and 50s is to stay healthy and physically fit. It could help a man's sex life down the road. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN, Atlanta.